The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing you home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, Washington. Thanks for joining me for another exciting episode of the Eric Stewart Show. I say it's exciting. Of course, I'm the host here every Sunday morning. To me, it's exciting that I get to speak into your lives and share what's on my heart. Thank you. Thank you for so many of the kind comments that I received from my show. I guess it's been a few weeks ago now, where I addressed actually my desire to build bridges with those around me. There are many African-Americans and foreigners whose skin color is different, many who experience America and experience our life in America differently. And I think we have all grown a greater sensitivity through George Floyd's life and death to how we need to be sensitive and considerate and build bridges with one another without giving up the rule of law, without giving up what gives us order at the same time. And I think as individuals, we have all been prompted by the experience that we've had in the news and just conversations that we've had to be wrestling with that balance of what's the right amount, how do you handle the police, but also have folks, and I think everybody, feel like, hey, we are all Americans together. And I think that's a really important conversation. It's through those conversations that we grow. And I'm grateful for the emails and the comments that we received from the show that encouraged me for even broaching the subject here on the show. Thank you for those. I'm thrilled to come to you about real estate, generally speaking. We talk buying, selling, everything in between. And this is my 16th year here on WMAL. And in that time, I've interviewed many homeowners about their properties. And we're fortunate enough to have sold 87 homes this year already, which is stunning considering the fact that we're in the middle of a crisis, COVID crisis. And we're fortunate that we've had some new listings come in, including a gorgeous property in Marshall, Virginia. This is at 10599 Warland Road in Marshall, Virginia. And Terry Owens, who's my associate, and she's my co-listing agent. She's out of the office out there. Terry is a wonderful real estate agent with a lot of experience in the Marshall area. And when I get an opportunity to work with a family, such as Deb and Ken Larson, who are my guests today, I like to co-broke, as we say it. Not that we're both going broke. It's just co-broke is two brokers working together. Terry and I like to co-broke, and I provide the aerial support, and we do this for our listings that are up in the Shenandoahs, that are down by the beach, and so on. So when you've got a property that you want some extra exposure and opportunity to draw attention, this is a really nice medium. The radio, we have thousands and thousands of listeners who listen to the show every Sunday. I joke about it, like I wouldn't get up to listen to me, but that's because of, you know, I'm fairly self-deprecating. But after 16 years, we've got a good thing going, got a lot of interest, a lot of folks who listen, and I'm thrilled that you listening right now, are joining us today and get the joy of listening to Ken and Deb Larson talk about their home on Warland Road. So just simply put, this is a 5,600 square foot mansion, really, just gorgeous single family home that was built originally in 1987, has been renovated multiple times since then, and has some tremendous standout features. But I'll let the Larsons share about that in just a second. On 70 acres with horse stables, folks, if you are looking to get out of Dodge and have a second home or primary home that's not that far from D.C. or Dulles Airport or whatnot, Marshall is a great place to go. And this house at $2.15 million is a very good value, okay? So, Ken, Deb, tell us about your home. When you bought it, what have you done to it? And help us understand the why.
The original house on this property was built in 1810. It was transported to the site by covered wagon, It was actually, the structures were actually put together off-site and transferred in by wagon.
So you're saying the original house was built in 1810 and was brought there on a covered wagon?
In several covered wagons, actually. The structure of the house, which we would today call 2x4s, 2x6s, that sort of thing.
Yes. So I'm glad that you clarified that it was on several covered wagons, that it wasn't one giant covered wagon, because I was wondering if, in fact, this was the biggest covered wagon of all time that carried a whole house.
it actually covered the, it was actually the structure. The 2x4s, 2x6s, 2x8s, that sort of thing that you would have today, mm-hmm. were actually all hand-cut timbers, which were fit together by tonguing, with a tongue fitting into a groove which was pre-made for it. They were all done by hand so that they weren't universally connectable. So each of those pieces had a Roman numeral hacked into the groove and hacked into the tongue so that you could put it together when you got it there. So it was like a prefab house, but it was all done by hand. These things are used as portions in the house. In addition to rebuilding the house off its stone base, we've gotten rebuilt the barn, which was simply a two-stable barn when we bought it, and is now a five-stable barn with a six-car garage attached to it. All the stone used throughout the house and for the stone wall that's built around the base of the house came off the property. Were used in a previous dwelling. Were picked up off the stone fences on the property itself. The kitchen area that we built originally was not big enough, so we put a large addition on it approximately 2 years ago. So the kitchen is now really extremely large and extremely well built.
I'm going to stop you there for just a second, because the kitchen really is an astounding kitchen. It's an impressive kitchen in that you built this addition off the back, big wall, nice windows that look out at the mountains from the kitchen. And if you're listening right now and listening to this interview, this property is at 10599 Worland Road in Marshall, Virginia. And check it out at ericstewartgroup.com. You can check out the virtual tour there and see the images and get a sense of what the house has. Because as panoramic and pastoral and mountainous this property has got these incredible views in Fauquier County. This is a couple who have actually blood, sweat, and tears put into dismantling, building, adding, and so on, creating their dream home. And it's just come that time in life where it's time to say so long and pass this on to somebody else who will take the baton of this house into the next generation. And what an opportunity it is for any of our listeners to find a home like this that provides the quality of the house, the history of the house, and the size of the property and the views and so on. So what are you going to miss the most, Deb?
I'm going to miss my kitchen with the beautiful views. Our new kitchen.
Uh-huh.
The kitchen is outstanding.
Well, when I look out this window, I see the Blue Ridge Mountains across about 150 degrees of view through the windows, and nothing but that. I see some trees and I see the mountains, and I don't think that there are probably one or two properties in this entire county with this kind of view. And it's why I bought the place in the first place. I drove up the driveway, I looked to the right, saw those mountains, and said, I'm buying it. And that was the beginning of the quest for what we've built and what we've put together here, and that's where we're at.
Fantastic. Well, Deb, Ken, thanks for being on the show today. It was a pleasure. Folks, check out 10599 Worland Road, Marshall, Virginia. If you want to set up a tour, you can reach out to us at toll-free 800-900-9104. Oh, it's time for Stuart Rosenthal.
Thanks, Eric. We have a nice question and answer column, as you know, from the Harvard publications. And this one is a very good one. I learned a lot from it. It has to do with what are whole grain foods and why should we bother with them? The main point about why they're good for us is because there are three parts of every grain kernel. There's the inner germ, which has all the vitamins and minerals and the healthy oils. There's the middle layer, which is the starch, and the outer coating, which has the bran with all the fiber. And people know that fiber is important, but most of the kind of wheat bread that we have, the white flour and unbleached flour, those kinds of things, are only made up out of the starch. You don't have the bran, and you don't have the inner germ with the healthy oils either. So you want to get the whole grain. But how do you know when you're looking for a product if it's got what you want? You'll be fooled frequently, because what they'll say on the package, they may say something like cracked wheat or stone ground or multigrain or one of those. That doesn't mean it's whole grain. That really doesn't. So what you, the only thing that guarantees it's got a whole grain is if it says the words whole grain and then the name of the grain, whole grain rye, whole grain wheat. That's what you want to have, and that way you know you're getting the right thing.
Great. Thank you, Stuart. That's a wrap for the first half of our show. We'll be right back with more of The Eric Stuart Show right after these announcements.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication, and to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766, or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.